The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up all? Aaron, but not that Aaron, here to tell you about SifPop Writer's Room. For the past several years, there have been a growing amount of writers for SifPop.com providing best ever challenges, movie reviews, themes, legacies, connections, and so much more. SifPop Writer's Room is where that all comes together, giving a voice to those words that you read. And on the show, every week is excellent, getting to chat such a wide variety of movies with a wide variety of movie lovers, and I'm really having a lot of fun with the show, and I just think that you would too. So check out SifPop Writer's Room wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll see you over there. Just remember to knock first.
Hi, Corey and Cece.
Cece Winans, good morning.
Good morning. I need that energy.
Cece, it is a privilege and a pleasure to talk to you.
What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network?
My guest is Priscilla Marie Winans Love, but you might know her as Cece Winans. If she had a baseball card, here's how the stats would read. 12 Grammy Awards, 23 GMA Dove Awards, along with many other awards. Over 5 million estimated album sales. She's a co-pastor of a church, Nashville Life, author of 3 books, and a brand new grandmother. My guest is Cece Winans. When you hear the name Cece Winans, and if you've been around music at all, The name Winans is, the only word I can think of is legendary. So, Cece, I would love to start. It's an origin story. Tell me about mom and dad.
Wow. Mom and dad met singing in the choir. We're all from Detroit, Michigan. Got married and had a lot of kids. And we all sang. They had 7 boys straight. And I was the first girl. And I have 2 younger sisters. So I have 9 siblings. They had 10 children, and we all sang. Most of us play. I don't play the piano. But, yeah, they raised us up in church, and we sang in the choir. And, you know, I just thank God for them. They raised us in a Christian home, and all we could listen to was gospel music in our home. And that gave us the foundation and the love for gospel music. And I'm so grateful that we heard, you know, Andre Crouch, we heard Bill Gaither, we heard Second Chapter of Acts, we heard Shirley Caesar, we heard, you know, quartet, traditional, you name it. It was played in our home, and I'm just so grateful for that.
Growing up like that, and growing up in Motown, did you ever feel like you missed out on what else was being played when you were, you know, younger or a teenager?
You know, we heard it. We heard it, and they knew we would hear it, you know. And Motown, you know, all the great songs during that time. So I didn't feel like we missed out on anything. Like I said, whether we're going to school or if it's on the radio, you're in the store, the corner store, or even if it's a television show and it's on there, we could do that, you know. But as far as playing music and having it in the house, it was just gospel music, but it was always great music, you know. We were music lovers. We sang in church all the time, and it was just a part of our, yeah, it was great. No, we didn't feel like we was missing out on anything.
it was great music that was just as good as what was going on in Motown. So we heard the Motown sound in different places just because you couldn't escape it. But no, we didn't feel like we missed out on anything.
Cece, do you have a very clear memory of that first time singing in church?
I do have the memory of doing my first solo. I was 8 years old, and I didn't like it. I just didn't like singing out front. I always loved singing in the choir in the back, but I never wanted to be out front. And to this day, I'm like, wow, I cannot believe I've been out front for so many years now. But my parents saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. My sunshine shine band teacher saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And so it was a while before I really started enjoying singing solo or being out front, you know, even when I was singing with my brother. But background and singing a part of the choir, oh, I knew that from the first time, you know, that I can, far back as I can remember, I loved to sing, you know, with my family and around the house. But singing out front, I was probably about 8 years old when I had my first solo, and no, I did not enjoy it.
Now, Cece, we're going to need to know, for our own curiosity, what was that first song?
It was Fill My Cup, Lord. It was just the chorus. I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread from heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Except I cried probably through half of it, but it was just a little short chorus, and fill my cup, Lord, was it.
Crying not because you're overcome with the spirit. You're crying because, like, get me off this stage.
Exactly. It didn't become overcome with the spirit until years later.
Cece, both my parents worked all year long, and so when summer would come, I'd have to go to one of the grandparents' house. There was a rule in both grandparents' house. 11:30, it's Price is Right. 12:30, it's Young and the Restless. And no matter what time of day, we're going to watch some PTL Club.
The PTL Television Network presents Jim and Tammy.
Praise the Lord. See the things that He has done. Praise the Lord. For the battle has been won. Together we'll make it.
Let's have a great big welcome for Jim and Tammy Baker.
So that's how I grew up. And I know that I know that I know that I saw you singing on that show.
Yes, you did. Oh, my God. The PTL Club. Yes. Well, that's where I started. Well, that was my first experience on television. BB and I, we had never heard of Jim and Tammy Baker. And it was a musical director. It was Andre Crouch, musical director, that took on a job at PTL. And he knew that, you know, about the Winans. He knew we sang. He knew he had younger brother and sister who sang. And so it was time for them to, they needed more singers for the group, the PTL Club group. And they asked if we would come and audition. And we were like, audition for what? And they were like, PTL, Jim and Tammy. Who is Jim and Tammy Baker? So my parents started watching the PTL Club, and they were like, okay, well, you guys can go. And the only way we could go and stay is if both of us was a part of it. They were not going to let me. I was probably about 16, 17 years old at the oldest, probably, when I went down there. And that's how BB and Cece got started. We were not singing together, but we went down as a part of the PTL Club, and Tammy gave us the song to sing. Lord, lift us up. It was Love, Lift Us Up from the movie.
Lord, lift us up where we belong. Oh, yeah. Where the eagles fly on a mountain high. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Yeah. Far from the world. Clear with love.
eternity, the Lord lift us up, and BB and CC was birthed.
My family vacationed there. I feel like I was somewhere in North Carolina, but I don't know where.
No, it was Charlotte, North Carolina.
And Charlotte.
It was an incredible place. Yes, incredible place that they put together there. Unfortunately, all the things that happened before it came off of air, but so many families were blessed, and it was a great place. I had a great experience at PTL. So grateful for Jim and Tammy. And, so it was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I stayed down there probably for 3 years. And when she gave us that song, Tammy, it was her idea. I want BB and CeCe to sing this song, Lord Lift Us Up. I want you to change the word from love to Lord. And we started singing that song. And at that time, we were the only people of color in the singing group. And the churches would call and say, can those color kids come to our church? And that's how we were like, wait a minute, we only sing that one song together. We're not a duet. We're not a duo. We grabbed the cassette tapes and said, okay, we grabbed some Amy Grant stuff. We grabbed different people things and said, okay, you sing this part, I'll sing that part. And that was the beginning of BB and CeCe.
And So did you outgrow PTL Club? Did someone pull you aside and say, you and your brother, there is something much bigger here. Let's go do this. What happened next?
Well, I fell in love with my husband, Alvin Love. And yes, that's his last name. He was in Detroit. And so I left in 84. I think it was 84 because that was the year I got married. Did I leave in 83? But at that time, we had already started recording. And we did the 45. Wow, you're taking me way back. The 45 of Lord Lift Us Up on PTL. And then Sparrow Records heard us sing. Our producer, Keith Thomas, a young man here in Nashville, Tennessee, somehow became friends with BB, and he started taking our tape around to some of the record labels. And so when I was getting married at the same time, labels were listening to some of our stuff, and Sparrow Records ended up signing us. So that's what happened.
I asked a super fan here in the building, if I'm going to go listen to a BB and CeCe record, where do I start? She pointed me to Heaven. Would you say Heaven is a game changer in your catalog?
Heaven is a game changer. Yes, very good. Very good, because I'm saying to myself, what would they coach? I'm trying to think. Heaven, yes, game changer. Heaven was just amazing. First of all, Keith Thomas was a great producer, and the chemistry of him and BB writing and putting songs together was just incredible. It was so incredible till when Sparrow signed us, Capitol Records, which was mainstream, wanted to take the record just the way it was. They were like, look, we want to do this too. And they were both a part of EMI. And so BB and CeCe really ended up getting a lot of airplay in the mainstream area, you know, and along with the gospel and Christian. And so it just kind of exploded. I Owe You Me, I think, was our first single. But Heaven just had a groove that's still amazing to this day. I hear young people sampling it. And so it was a great song.
Was success overwhelming, or were you guys ready for it?
It wasn't overwhelming. I think the way it happened, when I look back over how the success happened, it was gradual. A lot happened at one time too, but the way we started, first of all, and God is just amazing. He does things well. He really does. Having the training that we had in our family, doing family concerts in Detroit, then taking the step from that to going to PTL, where television, that was like the next day after being on television, I started getting recognized in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm like, what? Why are people looking at me? And I'm saying to myself, what? That's the power of television? So that was kind of, you know, a shocker for me. But got used to that, and then we started recording. And, you know, you release your first single, you get some great success, and it's like, okay, awesome. You know, and you just always thank God every time it happens. You know, you never really get used to it. It's just like, Lord, use it for your glory, you know. And it's just been amazing to see how it happened. But I wouldn't say it was overwhelming. it was a good pace. We were able to stay grounded throughout.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So as I'm listening to Heaven, I get to a song on this record, and I recognize who else is singing with you. But then I go down the rabbit trail of finding an old clip from Arsenio Hall, and I think it was the release of, you know, whatever the first single was. You and your brother are in the crowd, and you come down, and your backup singer, CeCe, your backup singer is Whitney Houston. I was like, what? But then the second performance of that song is you and your brother and Whitney singing together. And I'm going to tell you right now, drawing a line in the sand, I felt like I was watching Game 6, Bulls Jazz, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman. And I mean, I'm getting the hair on my arm is standing up right now with that performance.
It's time for all of us who claim in God we trust to take a stand. Oh, let our voice be heard across the nation to every man, every man.
If we are the light, it's time for us to fight for what is right. Hey, we must work while it is day. Oh, yeah, before the fall of night.
Wow. We had a lot of fun. My friend and sister Whitney Houston, what can I say? We met her the year she was coming, that she came out, and of course that just took over the whole industry. We met her at an Image Award. Bebe and I were there. It was in California. I had heard a few, I don't know if Dance with Somebody, whatever her first single was that was out, and we're in the lobby of the building, and she says, "CeCe, BB and CeCe." She was walking through, and we're like, "Yeah, how do you know us?" And she's like, "Oh my God, I love you guys. I love your whole family. I love. Are y'all singing in town?" And I said, "Actually, we are. We had something that we were singing at a small place called Concert by the Sea. A lot of Christian artists used to do this place." And she said, "I'm coming." And I'm like, what? And so I guess her people got the information. And that's how we met. And that night, after getting all of the awards that she got, she showed up to Concert by the Sea in this little place. And she came in and ended up on stage with us that night, singing our songs better than we've ever sang them before in our lives. I was like, okay, it's time for you to sit down now. But that's where our friendship started. And wow. Yeah. And so she ended up recording the song with us, Hold Up the Light. And we just had a lot of fun. And that's what you saw. We just had a lot of energy, a lot of fun. She was an incredible person, great voice. I don't think we will ever hear another one like that one. You know, it just saddens me the way her life ended. You know, didn't realize that even back then she was, you know, involved in, you know, was really dealing with the sickness, you know, that I never was, you know, never had the knowledge of until later on towards the end of her life. But awesome person, and talking about bold, you know, a lot of people don't know, but Whitney would go to, no, wherever she was, you know, as far as touring, it could be in the most godless nation you'll ever find, you know, and she would sing, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. She was so bold about loving Jesus. And, you know, that's the thing that brings me peace. But we had a lot of fun with Whitney. We would be on tour, and she would show up. It's like, Whitney's here. I'm like, Whitney's here? What are you talking about? And she'll be in the background. So all of the, what was so funny is, before Whitney would come out, you know, and join the background, all the people were out there and people were taking pictures. The photographer was taking pictures of us. And as soon as she would come, all the pictures would go to the background. And we would just have a blast. So yeah, it was a great time.
You know, that song from 1989, I leaned into it a little bit more. The words are very relevant for 2021.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very relevant. Well, you know, that's the beauty about gospel music, though. The gospel is always relevant. We always need it. It's powerful. It's everlasting. And it reaches everyone. It touches has the ability to touch everyone. And, yeah, it was all of us together. And I think that has everything to do with, you know, Whitney started in church and she sang in church and we just had a good time, you know. And I think she really enjoyed that. You know, it wasn't the pressure of the more mainstream stuff that she had to do and that she was really known for. But singing gospel was like being at home. And I think that's what everybody saw and felt when we sang together. It was almost just like a choir coming together and let's have fun. And that's the way she wanted it to be. You know, it was really a place that she could escape the pressure.
Everybody sing, Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Come on, everybody all over the world, sing it. Yes, Jesus.
Watching you sing at her funeral, was Jesus Loved Me planned?
Was it planned? I don't think it was planned. We did, the song that was planned was Don't Cry For Me. And that was rough. I didn't know how I was going to make it through that. But
yeah.
The Holy Spirit is awesome. And he took me through. But it was, it was a song that I know she loved. And she loved singing, and it was a song that everybody needed to hear in order to make it through, is that, you know, Jesus is in here somewhere, and he loves us, he loved her, and we got to trust him, you know, even in our darkest hour. It goes back to the simplicity of the gospel. Jesus loves me, you know, and she sang it so beautifully in the movie that she did on her soundtrack. I don't think that one was planned. I think we had just planned to do the Don't Cry For Me, which is another song that she sang of mine. She never recorded it, but she would sing it on tour, Don't Cry For Me. Oh, and it was amazing.
So if I've done the homework right, 30-plus years of marriage, may I ask what the secret is?
36 years of marriage. It will be 37 this year. The Secret. You know, I still like the guy. I really like him. Hey, The Secret is God. Are you kidding me? The love of God, the Holy Spirit, both of us submitting to the Word of God is the secret, you know? Loving each other the way Christ loves us and knowing that this is supposed to last, you know? I love my husband. We laugh a lot. So, but if you say the secret, there's one secret, and that's Jesus. That's the main secret. But all the other things that make up a great marriage, communication, treating one another with love and respect, laughing a lot, and then embracing change. You know, I'm not the same person I was 37 years ago. He's not the same. We all grow and we evolve, and so we celebrate that. And he's just my best friend. He's my best friend. He's easy to love. Thank you, Jesus. And I try to be easy to love. You have to ask him.
That's a different podcast interview for another time.
But yeah, he's still the best. He has supported me 200% along the way. And I'm just so grateful. I am really grateful for my husband. He prays for me. He covers me. We're a team. And yeah, and we just became grandparents.
Congratulations.
I just had my first grandbaby. Thank you, Jesus. On Christmas Day, 2020. And so, yeah, God is just good. God is good. And I'm grateful for a good marriage. You know, I'm grateful for a godly marriage. I'm grateful that we have a marriage that my kids can look at and say, okay, this is the way it should be done. And we give all glory and honor to God for that.
Follow-up question, Cece, what will you be called? Do you have something you'd like to be called, or are you going to let the dice roll?
I think I'm going to let the dice roll. Right now, it's just Grandma. You know, when I'm talking to him and I'm acting like he's talking to me, it's like, hey, Grandma, you know, it's good. But and he's Grandpa, but we'll see what Wyatt comes up with. My grandson's name is Wyatt Thomas Phillips, and so we'll see what Wyatt comes up with. You know, I think he's going to come up with something kind of cute, so we'll see.
There's this up-and-coming vocalist I've been hearing about on the internet, and I hear you've thrown her a bone with maybe a duet. Her name is, and I hope I spelled this right, Carrie Underwood. I think that's right. She has a big old gospel record coming out. Tell me about your song with her.
Oh, my God. Wow. I met Carrie when she had just won American Idol, and we were both singing at the White House. I think it was for President Bush, I think. And I heard her sing, you know, up close and personal, and I was like, oh, this girl can sing. She's amazing. And then, of course, I've seen her success, you know, throughout the years. But then I heard How Great Thou Art with Vince Gill on the CMAs. And my mouth dropped. I was just like, I haven't heard anybody sing this song like this ever. It's one of the most powerful renditions of that song. And my respect for her just went all the way up because, I mean, she sang. It was incredible. So when I was getting together for the Compassion concert, I was like, okay, I kind of want to get different flavors and different sounds, and I thought about How Great Thou Art. And so I asked my management, I was like, hey, can you reach out to Carrie's people and just ask her if she would be willing to sing on my concert, How Great Thou Art? And this was right before Christmas when I was trying to get my guests in line for the concert. And they called her. They said, oh, my God, we were trying to reach you. Carrie's trying to reach Cece because she's doing a hymns record, and she wants Cece to sing Great Is Thy Faithfulness with her. Now, that is hilarious to me. So they were like, can she please do it? And we need her to do it, like, right away because we're about to end the record. And it was before the holiday. Well, I was in town, and she was recording here in Nashville. So went over, talked to her. We sang Great Is Thy Faithfulness and had a great time. You know, when they sent me the song, she was already singing the whole song. So I was like, why are y'all asking me to be a part of this? This is incredible. And I went in and did my part, you know, and we had a good time.
Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
After that, you know, they told me they would do, you know, the concert Compassion. But they wanted to wait, really, to do the, they didn't want to do the How Great Thou Art, because they knew they were coming out with the Hymns record. But I got a chance to hear, you know, some of the, her record is going to be phenomenal. We already know that. But, I mean, the Hymns and her delivering them is going to be awesome. So I'm honored to be on this song. I love it. We had fun, and I just believe it's going to really bless a lot of people, you know. And when I heard her, I told her in the studio, I said, "Are you ready for this? Because I really think that God is going to use this record." And she was like, "I think so." So I just think she's awesome, and I just pray for God's perfect will to be done in her life.
I'd like to talk to Cece the mom for a moment, if that's okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
What's it like watching your son work and produce and write?
So proud. I mean, I saw his gift and talent. You know, it's been very evident since the time he, you know, was able to say anything. He always had a great ear, great writer, you know. Then he went to, you know, going through school, and in college he would perform. And it's a wow moment. You're so proud of the gift. You know, you see the gift coming through the next generation. And so as a mom, my prayer was always, Lord, let every gift and talent that he has be used for your glory, you know. And that was my prayer, and I wasn't letting it go. And he's wrote some great music, you know, even non-Christian music. That's great music, because he's got a gift. But I was so excited and so overwhelmed when God just began to will him in, you know. And so to work with him was just, I would come home and weep. I would just come home and weep, because the songs he was writing, He's Never Failed Me Yet, and Peace from God, and I would listen to the lyrics, and I would just say, God, he's got it. You know, I have a son and a daughter, and my prayer for them was that they would fall in love with Jesus. That's it. Everything else will work out. If you get that right, God will fix everything else. I'm just a firm believer of that. And they both love God with all of their hearts. And recently, I'm even more proud, and has nothing to do with music, but he's an awesome preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All I can say is God has me right where he wants me, because whatever he wants me to do, you know, when you save my children, you know what, God, whatever you want me to do, I just want to do it. I just want to please you with every fiber, everything in my body, because that's my prayer. And now I have a grandson. It's like, Lord, you know what? Save him, sanctify him, fill him with your Holy Spirit, because that's the only thing that matters. And so I am so proud of my son and my daughter and my son-in-law, because they love God.
Tell me about Believe For It. For someone who's hearing it for the very first time that might not be familiar with you and your family, but it's a new day for a lot of people with Cece Winans.
Ah, Believe For It. Oh, this song is fire. It's a powerful anthem. It's more than a song. I pray that it will energize your faith. No matter how hopeless you might feel, if you look up, there's still hope, you know? But you got to believe. God responds to our faith. And so I want you to believe for your children. I want you to believe for your relationships. I want you to believe for your finances. I want you to believe for salvation, for those that you've been praying for. I want you to believe, because when we believe, the Bible says when we pray, and if we believe what we pray, then it will be ours. And so facing everything that we've gone through and where we are right now, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't have an option. It is time for our faith to go up and believe for it.
We know that hope is never lost. Oh, for there is still an empty grave. God, we believe no matter what. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
It has been a delight talking to you.
Awesome. Well, great talking to you.
Hopefully our paths will cross someday, but thank you for this time. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you. Be blessed.
What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network? Leave some feedback. Write a review. Hit the subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. What else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save